Thompson, who had a very personal interest in the nature of the electron, immediately began experiments to detect electron diffraction. But instead of crystals, he used specially prepared thin films that gave a diffraction pattern whose features were exactly as de Broglie predicted. Sometimes matter behaves like a wave smeared over an extended region of space, and at others, like a particle located at a single position in space. In a remarkable twist of fate, the dual nature of matter was embodied in the Thompson family. George Thompson was awarded the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1937, together with Davison, for discovering that the electron was a wave. His father, Sir J.J. Thompson, had been awarded the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1906 for discovering that the electron was a particle. Over a quarter of a century, the developments in quantum physics, from Planck's blackbody radiation law to Einstein's quantum of light, from Bohr's quantum atom to de Broglie's wave-particle duality of matter, were the product of an unhappy marriage of quantum concepts and classical physics. It was a union that by 1925 was increasingly under strain. The more successes the quantum theory enjoys, the more stupid it looks, Einstein had written as early as May 1912. What was needed was a new theory, a new mechanics of the quantum world. The discovery of quantum mechanics in the mid-1920s, said the American Nobel laureate Steven Weinberg, was the most profound revolution in physical theory since the birth of modern physics in the 17th century. Given the pivotal role of young physicists in making the revolution that shaped the modern world, these were the years of Knaben physics, boy physics.